thing for me is I have good taste in people. So it's not like I'm playing a lot of this stuff. You know, I mean, really, the White Wilderness was Mina Choi, the director of Magic Magic Orchestra, is a total genius.
From the first time John Vanderslice played a show with Mina Choi's Magic Magic Orchestra, he was addicted to their sound. After being surrounded by 20 classically trained musicians, it felt strange to go back to the basic rock outfit of drums, bass, and guitar. So he invited Magic Magic back to play on his new album, White Wilderness. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Russ Boris here. Veteran singer-songwriter John Vanderslice has a reputation for being a tinkerer. All of his records are meticulously arranged, and the latest, White Wilderness, is no exception. The interesting thing about this new record, though, is that John actually handed the arrangement over to someone else, Mina Choi, conductor of the Magic Magic Orchestra. During his visit with us in Studio A, he explained that he wanted to try a new way of making music so that the actual process of it would be a surprise to him every step of the way. So Vanderslice handed Mina bare-bones demos of the songs for White Wilderness and gave her the explicit order to do whatever she wanted with them. Vanderslice also runs a recording studio called Tiny Telephone in San Francisco, where he lives. But the recording of White Wilderness was also something that he did differently, as he told the Alternate Side's Alisa Ali.
The recording process was so intense because it was... I have a recording studio in my basement where I live in San Francisco. I have like a tape machine, and it's very, very simple.
This is aside from Tiny Telephone?
Yeah, it's very hard for me to get in Tiny Telephone because it's expensive.
You know, Wait a second. You own this recording studio.
I know, but it's like opportunity costs because, right. You know, the conundrum with a recording studio is that, you know, we have an enormous amount of just having all the orchestral players. That's why we did the record so fast. So I had to like make a studio in my basement to cut, you know, to be able to control costs. Otherwise, it's insane. And I really don't like recording on computers. I love everything
else.
Right,
I know you're an analog guy.
Yeah, and I love computer. I think MP3s are awesome. I love the idea of recording on a computer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in any way against this new, brave new world thing. There's great records made on Pro Tools.
Sure,
fantastic.
Sure. Just not yours. And that's fine.
Yeah. And people are superstitious and they're weird and they have to just hold on to their... whatever their thing is that makes them go, hold on to it, man. There's nothing wrong with it.
When they laid you out on the metal table, they got the suit right. They weren't able to erase the glare. You've been dead for 16 years. A myth suspended in amber, reputation burnished by fear. If they would believe me, I would tell them all the truth about you.
Song is I'll Never Live Up to You, and that is a tour only song.
Oh, we have it on a tour only EP, but I did put that whole EP on my website for free.
Nice.
I think that it's really good to alternate between stuff that you sell and stuff that you give away, and we try to play maybe a dozen free shows a year. It's really important for me to remove commerce at least partially out of, you know, what you do.
Oh, that's great. A lot of people don't want to give away those free songs because they think, well, why buy the cow?
It's kind of like thinking that if you make marijuana legal, that people won't smoke it because people steal music every second of the day.
People are stealing music right now.
They are stealing a lot of music, a lot of media content right now. So it's just better that we're honest about those things, and then you trust in the goodwill of your audience, which has worked out fine.
When I was young, I was left to fend for myself. A latchkey leaves the door open to anyone else. I met the brothers out behind Montgomery Mall, launching long fluorescent tubes up against the brick wall. Take me there, oh, take me anywhere. Let me be by your side in revolt. Let me wear your overcoat.
Live music from John Vanderslice and the song Overcoat. Today's Take 5 was produced by Elisa Alley. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.